Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. How many of you are here for water baptism? Wave your hand. Let me see. Hey, maybe you had our teaching on water baptism. You decided to come. Can you stand up? Let me see you. Amen. Okay. God bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Okay. Is there anybody you are coming here for? You are sitting down here today. You have been a Christian, but you have never been baptized at all. Can you stand up? You have never been baptized at all. Even infant baptism, they don't do it for you. You, sir. Okay, let me know you. Which church do you attend?
Redeem.
Redeem?
Yeah.
Why have you not been baptized?
I'm on the process before I have this attack.
So eh?
We are in the process.
You are in the process.
Yes, before I have this attack, I won't be able to continue with them.
You could not continue with Redeem?
No, with the baptism class.
With the baptismal class. Yes. Because you had an attack.
Yes.
So you had to stop water baptism.
Yes.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So, when the attack stops, then you will go for baptism. Yes.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, God bless you. Sit down. God bless you, sir. How long have you been in Redeem?
I joined this January.
You joined this year?
Yeah, yeah.
Before this year, where have you been? Muslim?
No, Tongue of Fire.
Tongue of Fire?
Yes.
It's a religion or a church?
It's a church.
It's a church.
Tongue of Fire Restoration.
They don't baptize in that church?
They do.
Why were you not baptized there?
No,
okay.
No,
I think I understand your problem. Who again? Yes? Which church?
Redeem.
Redeem too?
Yes.
For how long have you been redeemed?
Last year.
Eh?
Last year.
Last year.
Yes.
Before last year, which church did you go?
Polem, Petals of Love.
Petals of Love.
Petals
of Love Church. They don't baptize there?
It doesn't come up. Nothing like that.
Nothing like that. God bless you. Be seated. Amen. What of you, ma? Any other person? Yes? Ferdinand.
Polem.
Yes?
Attend Polem.
Eh?
Polem.
Polem.
Petals of Love.
Now your husband?
No.
Now your husband?
My junior sister.
Your brother?
Yeah.
Okay, the same thing. God bless you. Be seated. What of you, ma?
I'm a member of Worship.
Eh?
Worshipper Assembly.
Watchman.
Worshipper Assembly.
Worshipper's Assembly.
Yes.
For Lagos, yeah? Church deal. It's true. Amen. Somebody said he saw a name in the internet, Bride Assembly. Say, which one be bride again? Say that when they do wedding, they have been waiting. different names. You have not been baptized. Why?
Nothing.
Sit down. Nothing. Sit down for nothing. One of you.
At 10 Mountain of Fire, we were supposed to baptize on last Saturday. We have finished the class, but I heard the teaching. I said, tell my wife, no, we will come here and baptize.
You heard a teaching?
Yes, sir.
Contrary to Mountain of Fire?
Yes, sir.
How long did you do your class?
Up to more than 3 months.
Joy. Amen.
Yes.
And how long did you hear my class?
2 months ago that I've started hearing the...
Hearing it?
Yes, sir.
You had it 2 months ago.
Yeah.
You were hearing it. So today, you compare this one and that one. You took 3 months listening to us. Took the same 3 months listening to them. Then you decided to choose which one. We choose our own. God bless you. Okay, what of you? Yes?
Apostolic Church. The Apostolic Church.
For how long have you been in that church?
4 years.
4 years, you don't baptize?
No, I wanted to baptize here because I heard that they said they baptize here in the name of Jesus Christ, not the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Did you hear it 4 years ago?
No.
When did you hear it?
Since last year.
For the last 3 years before you had it, why were you not baptized there?
I felt that I was a bit small for baptism.
You were small?
Yes.
Small in size or age?
Age.
Praise God. God bless you. The last person. I think that's the last person. Let me hear you.
Redeem.
Redeem again?
Yes.
For how long have you been there?
3 years.
3 years?
Yes.
Why have you not been baptized? They baptized there now.
From Catholic.
You baptized in Catholic?
From home.
So
I just come from Lagos, new.
So you didn't see any need to baptize again in Redeem? Since you baptized in Catholic, that's why you didn't baptize again in Redeem.
Yes.
Yes. God bless you. Sit down. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm not wasting time to start any long preaching. God has helped us and given us a platform of the Bright Television, and the whole world, they are hearing the truth. Amen. Why we come here every Tuesday and we talk about water baptism, it is because of a revelation we have. See, I was pitying you, sir. I was pitying you. Very sincerely, I was pitying you. You wanted to go for water baptism, but you decided, I'm facing attack. Let me finish this one first. Then I will face water baptism. Instead of you to go for water baptism, so that this nonsense, you can face it. You are supposed to go for water baptism, so that you can face that nonsense. That nonsense, the only reason it will go is because of the blood of Jesus. If you are not under the blood of Jesus, how can the blood of Jesus fight for you? All this fight, you are going up and down. That's why we keep saying, God will judge all these pastors who know nothing about salvation and they occupy positions of leadership in the church. With big titles. And they leave the things that God has called us to do and face things that have nothing to do with salvation. How can you be in a living church up to 1 month and you have not been baptized? He's not a living church. That's not the church of Jesus Christ. A true church, the first month you enter, the first day you go, the second time you go, you should be baptized. And it's not by force. You will fight for your life to be baptized. Because of the revelation of what water baptism is all about. You can't act until you know the importance. People get baptized so that they will become member of a church. Baptism is not to make you to be member of any church. Okay. The Bible is our pattern. Anybody that is a pastor, the pattern is from the Bible. We did not start the church of Jesus Christ. He started from the day of Pentecost. And God gave us a Bible. And any other person, Ephesians 2:20 says, we are built upon the foundation of the apostle. And no man should lay any other foundation. So Apostle Paul said, if anyone preaches any other thing contrary to what we have preached, let him be accursed, because they are the foundation we are to build on it. No new doctrine. There is no new doctrine that anybody should preach other than what is already in the scripture. So, see the pattern in the Bible. See the pattern in the Bible. On the day of Pentecost, after Peter preached, 3,000 souls believed. They were pricked in their hearts. Men and brethren, what shall we do? Anybody that give your life to Christ, the next thing is, what will I do? Instead of them to lead you to what you should do, they begin to tell you, come to the altar and say after me. Father, I'm leading you to Christ. Leading you to Christ. There is no prayer that leads anybody to Christ. What leads you to Christ is the gospel I preach to you. That makes you take a decision to give your life to Christ. Not that if you want to come, say after me from today, I give my life to Christ. Take over. Lead me. Lead me. Yo, Brother David, you marry woman. Now your papa teach you how to chase her.
No, sir.
Your papa tell you what to talk.
No, sir.
To get her.
No, sir.
So why is pastor telling you, say after me? Nothing like that. Amen. That is why when people give their life to Christ, come to the altar, give your life to Christ. You see people coming to the altar, they are laughing, they are even joking and playing. They are laughing and they're coming to the altar. Come to the altar. Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. That come, not be with leg.
Power. Yes, sir.
It's a condition of the heart. Amen. See, amen. And Peter told them, repent. The condition that you are in is because of your sin. It is because of your sin. Repent. And Apostle Paul gave us the reason why you will repent. He talked about godly sorrow that worketh repentance. And there is no sorrowful person that comes laughing. And what makes you to be sorrowful is the conviction that you have. You had something. You were convinced that what he say is the truth. Then you place yourself and then you find yourself convicted. I know I should die. I should be in hell. Then Jesus said, come to me, for God so loved the world. You will not perish. He gave his life. He made provision through the cross. Then you can now come to the cross after you have repented. It is not baptismal school, baptismal class. Nothing like that. That same day, 3,000 people baptized. Immediately you give your life to Christ, the first thing you should do with the next opportunity you have is water baptism. You don't even wait until Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, as they were moving, he was telling about Jesus Christ and about what he did on the cross of Calvary. And then immediately they saw water. He asked him, here is water, what forbids me from being baptized? If he had asked a modern day Jew, he would have said, well, you have to go to the baptismal school, class, and then, if you pass, they will baptize you. Peter said, yes, Philip said, if you believe. The man said, I believe. He said, then stop your motor now. See water. He baptized him, and the Bible said, merely they came out, and his assignment is over. He disappeared. The Holy Ghost took him away. On the day of Pentecost, 3,000. Another time, 5,000. Apostle Paul met some people in the Acts chapter 19. And he saw them behaving anyhow. That's a different message entirely. And then maybe he saw them the way they were behaving, like the modern day Christians. And then, praise God. Praise the Lord. Because look at that scripture very well. He saw some believers. He has never met them before. There must be something that made him to say they are believers. But then, there was something else he observed. Then he said, Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Then they say, we don't even know what they call Holy Ghost. Then he asked them, then what type of baptism did you do? Unto what did you baptize? And they say, it's John, the Baptist, that baptized them. It is John's type of baptism they baptized. And Apostle Paul broke down the difference between John's baptism and the baptism that comes by the blood of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, they believe. And right there and then, he baptized them. In the house of Cornelius, Acts chapter 10, Peter was telling them about salvation of grace through Jesus. A Gentile family. While Peter yet spake, the Holy Ghost came upon them. And Peter told the people that went with him, the same spirit we received on the day of Pentecost has come upon this one. What stops us now from baptizing them? And what happened? That very day, they moved to the water and were baptized. Now, where do you denominationals get as your authority for wasting the people's time when it comes to salvation? And the worst is that even after that class you do, they will still baptize you wrongly. That one, now they pay me pass. After wasting your time in baptismal class, then to do the baptism again, they do it wrongly. Catholic, baptized wrongly. Assemblies of God, baptized wrongly. Redeemed, baptized wrongly. Mountain of Fire, baptizes wrongly. Who again? Winners, baptized wrongly. Who again? Methodist, baptizes wrongly. Baptist, baptized wrongly. CSC, wrongly. Apostolic, wrongly. Who again? Eh? Deeper Life, baptizes wrongly. Who again? Praise the Lord. I may call another church. Choosing baptizes wrongly. Wrong, wrong, very wrong. Who again? Eh? Wait. Four Square, wrong baptism. Anglican, wrong baptism. Who again? Catholic, wrong. Cele, wrong. See, eh? Christ Embassy, they baptize correctly. They baptize correctly. Christ Embassy. But it's a worldly church. Eh? Synagogue, they baptize. I'm talking of those who baptize. Who again? Where again? Call your own, oh, where you baptize. Call them all so that you can know whether you baptize correctly or not. Which one be your own? What will be your own? Assemblies of God baptizes wrongly. Give up. Somebody, she's saying something there. Eh, who again? Trem baptizes wrongly.
How, sir?
Eh?
How is he wrongly?
Which one?
Assemblies of God.
How?
Yes.
I will show you now. Praise the Lord. How do you, winners, baptizes wrongly? Sister, we were baptized in Assemblies of God.
Yes, sir.
How did you baptize?
By immersion.
By immersion.
Yes, sir.
They took you into the water.
Yes, sir.
And then, according to Matthew 28, verse 19, they baptized you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, according to Matthew 28, verse 19, put you inside the water and came out.
Yes, sir.
Isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
Yes, water baptism is by immersion. But Father, Son, Holy Ghost that they call is where they got it wrong.
Why, sir?
Why?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Open your Bible now. You see, she's asking. Is the son go vex with me? Instead of you to ask, you go vex, carry your face, boom, and the more I see your face frown, that's why I go Adam again. So you come up from here. Because most of you, instead of coming to Jesus Christ, you are going to a church. That's why you have problem. So anything against your church, you get angry. But if it's against your Jesus, you don't get angry. If they mention your pastor's name, you can kill. But if they mess up with the name of Jesus, it doesn't matter. You are an idolater. You don't even know it. And you think you're a Christian. You're a member of your church. But you go to church, but Christ doesn't know you. Your pastor knows you. Jesus doesn't know you. So how does it profit you? You don't know what God raised this ministry for. That's why we're saying it boldly, because the error has gone too far. If we don't say the way we say, people will not listen to us. That's why we say so that you go hear us. We go talk in a way, say, you go ask. If I don't talk like that, you go ask this question. I talk so that you go ask. Praise the Lord. If I just take baptism, you for relax, say, I've done my own now. Assemblies, the first holy church in Nigeria, Pentecostal, where you for sit down, they relax. But when I call your church, say the baptism, hey, your ear went, yeah, what did this man they talk? That's why I say it like that. Oh yeah, open that Bible. Matthew 28 verse 19. 28. See, the Bible says, study. Peter told Timothy. I think 2 Timothy 2 verse 15. He said, study to show thyself approved unto your pastor. Who will give you the approval? Unto God. He said, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. The Bible is not an academic literature. It's a book that you can only understand. You don't read Bible until you pray. Lord, grant me understanding. And you don't read Bible, you study Bible. Because one verse can teach you 20 things from just that one verse. Praise the Lord. So you don't just read it like that. You read it, you pray, so that God, because the Bible is God talking to you when you read it. Now, so I'm just going to see how you understand Bible. Read that Matthew 28 verse 19.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the name of the Son.
Read what is written there.
That is it.
You may add your own.
Go ye therefore.
He said, see where you. He said, in the name of the Father and of the Son. He didn't say, and the name of the Son. He said, the name of the Father and of the Son. He didn't say, in the name of the Father and the name of the Son. It will mean two different things if you speak like that. In the name of the Father and of the Son is different from in the name of the Father and the name of the Son. That's why I say study. So that's why I say you are not reading it well. Or you are reading it again.
Go ye therefore.
Yes.
And preach and teach all nations.
Baptizing them
in the name of the Father.
Uh-huh.
And the of the Son.
Uh-huh.
And of Holy Ghost.
So sister, what did he tell his disciples? Who was he talking to? His disciples.
Yes.
He was teaching his disciples. Telling his disciples. Giving the commandment, go and teach all nations and baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Peter was there. Acts chapter 2 verse 38. Acts chapter 2 verse 38. On the day of Pentecost, praise the Lord. Okay. They are showing it on the screen. You can read it from the screen.
Then Peter said unto them,
Repent
and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission
of sin.
Now, see.
And ye shall see. Jesus told them, Peter was there. This is where you start your study from. If you are honest with yourself. If Jesus said, go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, Peter said, baptized in the name of Jesus. He didn't say Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Was Peter wrong? If he is not wrong, then simple, it means the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost is Jesus.
The mistake there is Jesus.
Not a mistake.
For the assemblies of God process of baptism, that is why I'm saying.
I said that Jesus gave a commandment, go and baptize in the name
of the
Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. It simply means the Father has a name, correct?
Yes. That what? Is Jesus.
Is Jesus the name of the Father? Answer.
Yes.
How do you know? What is the name of the Son?
Is Jesus is the
What is the name of the Son?
Is the same Jesus.
What is the name of the Father?
Is the same Jesus.
So baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son, which name will you use?
Jesus.
So instead of calling Jesus, you take somebody and baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son, and you put the person inside water and bring out. Have you obeyed that commandment?
No, because
So assemblies of God is right or wrong? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You don't answer me, oh. Assemblies of God, in the light of the scripture, are they right or wrong?
They are wrong.
Sister? Answer.
They are not wrong, oh.
Uh-huh. Praise God. Why are they not wrong in the light of the scripture?
When the Father is Jesus.
Wait. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Father is Jesus.
Yes.
No, wait. The Father is not Jesus. Praise the Lord. The Father is not Jesus. But the name of the Father is Jesus. The name of the Son is Jesus. So that name, Jesus, is the emphasis of the commandment in Matthew 28 verse 19. He said, go and baptize in the name, because the emphasis is the name. The emphasis is not even the person. The emphasis is the name, because that is God's name for redemption. And he is saving the world through his Son. So he placed his name in his Son. For the Bible says, for God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. And his name, he gave it to his Son. That's why the name of the Son is the name of the Father. The name of the Father is the name of the Son. Father is title, not name. Do you have a father?
Yes.
Talk to microphone.
Yes, sir.
Do you have, what's the name of your father?
James.
Not father. His name is Father.
No, it's not father. It's a... What children call their father.
But is that his name?
James.
His name is James.
Yes.
So if you are to do something in the name of your father, which name will you use?
It's James.
You will not say Father. Praise the Lord. You see, if you are ready to learn, you will learn. But if you have made up your mind, go ahead. Remember, whether you baptize here or not, it doesn't add anything to me. Because I am not baptizing you to be a member of my church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But I am a Bible teacher. And God has raised us up in this age to correct all the errors that are in Christianity. The problem with you is because I am an ordinary pastor, and then the general overseer of Assemblies of God, the last one I know was even a professor. How can ordinary pastor like me teach contrary to a professor? Praise the Lord. So that is why we come in here. That's why we say all Trinitarian churches they baptize wrongly. Because of the doctrine of Trinity. And it's nothing like that. You can't substantiate the doctrine of three persons in one God from this Bible. You can't. But that is not the God here we are talking about. We are just talking about obeying a particular scripture. That scripture says, baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now let me quickly add. You want to say something?
Yes, sir.
Yes?
Okay, that, you know, I love this church, but what scares me most is this baptism. And I only like to refer all ourselves to this 1 John 5, 7 and 8.
They talk about baptism there?
Yes, sir.
That place talk about baptism?
No, he's talking about the God, the Father, Son, and
Holy Spirit. Am I talking about Godhead here?
Being one.
I am talking about baptism. Am I telling you whether God is three or four? I'm talking about baptism. You are taking me to Godhead. I am not talking about Godhead. If you say your papa na three, not be one person, not be one person be your papa, but your papa na three. And not be that one they talk. You prove to me how three men fathered you. Do you understand? But I'm talking about the name that Jesus told us to go and baptize. He said that name is the name of the Father. It's the name of the Son. It's also the name of the Holy Ghost. It is one name.
Yes, sir.
The Father has a name. The Son has a name. The Holy Ghost has a name.
Okay. But as I saw it, it is the God, the Father, the Son, that they are all one.
Eh?
As they wrote it here.
Am I talking whether there are three or four? I said the name. Okay, if there are three, praise the Lord. What is the name of the first one?
The Father.
Eh?
The Father.
You get picky? Do you have a child?
Then you know what is confusing.
Answer me now.
Yes.
Do you have a son?
Yes.
Do you have a child?
Yes, Daddy.
Eh?
Yes.
What are you to that child?
I'm the Father.
What's your name?
Johnson.
What's the name of this Father?
Johnson, the Father.
Not Father.
My son is Daniel.
Eh?
My father.
You.
I'm Johnson.
You are the father of who? Daniel.
No, my father of Amarachi, my daughter.
Your daughter, you are the father of Amarachi.
Yes, Daniel.
So if they ask Amarachi, what's the name of your father? What will he say?
Johnson.
He will not say father.
You know what I'm saying?
Answer
that.
Now. Will he say father?
She will say father.
Eh?
She will say father.
What's the name of her father?
Johnson, I'm Johnson.
Because she knows your name.
Yes.
If she didn't know your name, and she was maybe like 1 year old, she will call. What will she call you? What's the name of your father? She will say Papa. Eh?
Yes, ma'am.
Has she answered the question? What's the name of Amarachi's father?
She will say.
What is the name of Amarachi's father?
Johnson.
You are your father gave birth to you. What are you to your father?
I'm the son.
What is the name of this son?
Johnson.
Not son.
My son.
Who?
I'm.
You.
Johnson.
Not son. Are you the son of your father?
I'm the son of my father.
What is the name of this son?
Johnson.
Hey, you're correct. You think I think you're wrong? No, you're very, very correct. This Johnson, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are a son. You have a name. What's the name?
Johnson.
You are a father to Amarachi. What is your name?
Johnson.
So what is the name of this father and this son?
Johnson.
Not father. Not son. So you are father. You have a name. You are son. You have a name. You are a human being. You have a name. One name of the Father. One, that same name is the name of the Son. That same name is the name of the Holy Ghost. So, I didn't deny, I'm not fighting your doctrine of Trinity. If you stand the three of them, one is Father, one is Son, one is Holy Ghost. But all of them, now one name then they bear. The Father, now Jesus. The Son, now Jesus. The Holy Ghost, now Jesus. One name. The Trinity, they are walking in with one name. The Trinity, they are walking with one name. I don't know whether that makes this Trinitarian understand me now. Is that clear, sir? It's better now.
It's okay.
It's okay now. Yes, will you baptize now?
No, I baptize in the name of the Father and the Holy Spirit. That is one here. But, you know, let me go and read it more.
Our eyes of understanding He has opened up at last. And sweet victory is ours. Oh, we are chained down in the past. To jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God. Original Christianity. Hallelujah.
The original love. The original sin. The original love.
It's what I believe.
Son of mine.
The Son of mine. I have one question for you. I have one question. If you are able to answer me that question, I will change my doctrine. Come. Sir, Matthew 28 verse 19, what does it say?
He said, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Can you show me anywhere else apart from that verse where baptism was done in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost in the Bible? Show me.
No, not that one.
Eh?
Not that one.
And then, how do you study Bible? You study Bible with the filter of your denomination. Instead of you to filter the doctrines of your denomination with the Bible filter, you are using your denomination to understand Bible. You will miss it. There are questions you will ask that will knock off what your GO has taught you. From the Bible here. And see the danger. Apostle Paul said, if anyone teaches anything contrary. Do you know there is a curse like that in the Bible?
Yes, sir.
You know it. Let's read it. I'm not sure you know it. Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1. Verse 6, 7, 8. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that call you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Verse 2, 3, 4. Hallelujah. See what Apostle Paul. Go to verse 3. Verse 3. Hallelujah. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent deceived, beguiled Eve. He's taking you to the Garden of Eden. God will say, do like this. Serpent came and deceived her to do something contrary to what God told them. And he said, through his subtlety, wayo, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Now see the next verse. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom you have not preached, we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit, which you have not received, or another gospel, which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him. How will you know there is another until there is something to compare with? What do you compare with? The Bible, the apostolic doctrine. That is where you will know whether this is another spirit, another gospel, or another Jesus. So, many of us, instead of us to know whether what your GO is teaching is scriptural or not, and I know why, we are deceived by the anointing. But I'm telling you now, the problem we have is we've done, instead of us to make the Bible our standard, you make your church the standard. Not even Bride Assembly. Don't make this church your standard. What we do here is to point you to the Bible. So that nobody will deceive you. Because he said that spirit will be so close. Matthew 24 verse 24. Until if it were possible, it would deceive the very elect. So the only way not to be deceived is to sing this song. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Blessed in my hand the wonderful key that shall unlock and set me free. Oh,